closer.
Hi, everybody. This is a pre-accident investigation safety moment, and I'm your host, Todd Conklin. So you don't ask workers to not have an accident. You ask workers to be ready for an accident. You don't ask workers to not fail. You actually ask workers to be prepared, the motto of the Boy Scouts. And this notion of being prepared shifts your thinking as a leader and your workers' thinking as workers so that you're not asking them to avoid something that is unpredictable and therefore terribly difficult to prevent. You're asking them to actually be prepared for failure and to manage the safeguards and defenses that are around them. Now, that difference is philosophical because the outcome is still encouraging workers to safely perform work in a varying world. But the difference, the suggestion, the question makes, creates a different answer. So I've said this millions of times to you before, and I bet you've heard it other places, but you don't manage the answer in safety because we never know what the answer is going to be because the workplace is filled with tons of performance variability. What you manage is the question in safety. That's why a pre-job brief is much more about creating the right question than it is about finding the right answer. And that change from asking workers to not fail to, in fact, asking workers to expect failure and prepare for it shifts the focus of your organization, it shifts the focus of the job site, and it shifts the focus of the workers so that they're now prepared to manage the capacity they have around them to accept failure. A great example of this, and there's tons of them out there, but this is always a good one, is in many cultures other than classic Western cultures, the United States, North America, Canada, most of Europe, in many more collective cultures, we wouldn't tell a worker to not have an accident because it's an accident. That wouldn't make any sense at all. What we tell workers is to not get hurt. Now, that difference is really important for what you do when you go out and prepare workers to work. You're asking them to manage the capacity of their workplace environment so that it best matches the ability to have failure. And that shift in thinking is exactly what the new view is all about. Failure is not linear. One thing doesn't happen, then another thing happens, then another thing happens, then another thing happens. Failure is often simultaneously. All those bad things happen at one time. And it's really hard to determine which one's most important, which one requires the most attention, which one requires the most response or reaction. All of it is happening simultaneously, and the worker at the pointy end of the stick is just trying to make sense out of the whole deal. That's why we ask you as leaders to think differently about how you prepare workers to do work. I know it's incredibly emotionally satisfying to say don't get hurt. But it's also incredibly emotionally satisfying to say, when it fails, what systems are in place, what capacities are present in your system to ensure that the consequence of that failure has the least amount of impact. It moves from an accident to a good catch. The best example and my final one for this little safety moment is fall protection. Why do we put workers in fall protection? Everybody answer? I'm waiting. I can't hear you. It's really hard to hear. It's a one-way communication device. Here's my answer. To catch them. We don't even care if they fall. In fact, we assume they're going to fall. In fact, the fall's not that important to us. What's important is how they land. We don't ask workers to administrative control fall protection. We ask them to wear fall protection. And to tie off at a place so that when they fall, the place they've tied off provides the most protection that we could possibly have. That switch in thinking is why you're here. We want to make sure we build a case where we don't ask workers to not have an accident. We ask workers to be prepared. That's our safety moment. Go out, have fun, learn all the time, and be safe.